There is a childlike quality to the song. I mean, you were talking about the lack of a heavy drone there. That would have just completely changed the mood. As is, it is much lighter, it's upbeat. You know, okay, asking her to come out to play, but it's beautiful out. And that is the general feeling of the song.
Right, very much so. When I duplicated this, I went beyond, obviously, since I've already soloed some of this stuff, I duplicated more than just the guitars. I do also went in and took a close look at George's overdubs. So I'll play this section first, which is basically the whole thing with the drums coming in. So you can hear how George's guitar is stuck off to one side and it doesn't fit anything else that's in the song. That's
right.
Nothing like it.
You can't teach that kind of feel, right? You know, in terms of just knowing innately what's going to work.
This is George at his best. He really was an excellent guitar player, and you wouldn't expect anybody. You know, the closest thing I could think of who would come to something like that would be Jeff Beck at that time, when you listen to Shapes of Things and those type of songs. Now, he doesn't necessarily play a set pattern. I'm tending to play more of the same thing to get the point across, but every time he plays it, he plays a little differently. So there's variations within it.
Yes.
Once again, the people wouldn't necessarily do nowadays. People want consistency in their music. They don't want everything to be constantly changing.
But that's what makes these tracks so fascinating, right, with the Beatles. It is that. Nothing sort of locked into one pattern. It keeps evolving right through the track. And those of us who are the real fans listen to it countless times. We're familiar with all those changes.
Yeah, and they've become like a part of our life.
To hear more of this interview, go to Buskin with the Beatles on Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/BWTB.